going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance. And have some fun.
It's Monday. You're listening to RGIN. You know what that means, planet Earth. It's time for Technotronica with your host, me, the Chazinator. The Chazinator. Don't want no short. Never mind. That's another song I shouldn't be playing when you're here. Anyway, everybody, welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, then you missed a lot of crazy stuff because at the beginning of the show, it was just twisted. Oh, my God. Please go let that dog in.
I'll be back.
Okay, yeah, that's my kid Anthony. He joined me today. And my dogs are driving me crazy. People are showing up at the door trying to pimp off Jesus onto me. You know, it's just, it's like not the day to do a show unless it's just going to be a crazy-ass show, which this show tends to be anyway, so I guess it kind of all fits in somewhere into the big scene. But, yeah, welcome to Dream Boy's husband who just joined us in the chat room. We are going to be going on for about another 45 minutes with the show today, and just wanted to, you know, take a quick break and, you know, tell you guys a little bit more about my son Anthony here. He is, and he's got a red and black belt in Taekwondo, and my son Patrick actually has his second black belt in Taekwondo, because you dropped out, right, because your grades, but that was your decision, you decided to do that. But yeah, you guys can really kick ass. I don't think anybody wants to mess with you. I don't think they realize just how lethal you can be.
I guess not.
When you got two gay dads, you better have some martial arts skills, right?
Yeah.
You got to be prepared for anything.
You'll slap.
So yeah, we've been having fun in the chat room with all the effects and stuff on, you know.
Especially your, like,
my
bulge.
Cam. Right. Oh yeah, I bulged my face out. My bulge. That didn't sound right coming from you.
Aha, funny.
Okay, watch those red lines. That means you're getting out of bounds there. You're talking too loud. But yeah, it was funny. We had like my eye bulging out and stuff. And then, you know, if you haven't seen me live when I do the show, then you really should come and check me out. Just a little special announcement right now for everybody. I'm not going to be doing my show on Friday. I'm going to be visiting family. But if you're like that one guy who tried to break into our house this week, somebody will be here. So at my house, they just won't be doing the show. But yeah, somebody tried to break into the house this week. Why don't you tell a little bit about that?
Well, it was a very scary experience waking up seeing someone walking off our porch. It was very, very scary thing. Mm-hmm. I wake you up and you're scared out of your pants, really.
Literally.
So, yeah.
Not like I had any on, but yeah, like I wake up and Anthony's like, somebody's outside on the deck. I'm like, what? You know, because they got to jump over like a 6-foot fence to get into our yard, you know.
Ain't so hard.
Well, apparently not when you've got the frickin' kid's slide from that old plastic slide we used to have, like a, you know. Like
even without it, it'd be easy to get over the fence, too.
Yeah, well, our fence is so wobbly. It's like Madonna's vag. It's so wobbly it talks.
Okay. Holy cow.
Yeah, but that thing, somebody obviously got into the yard, you saw them, and you woke me up, and, you know, naturally I turned on all the lights to let them know that somebody's home, hello, you're trying to break into a house with people in it, and then my second move was to run and get my shotgun and get it ready. I had that shit ready, I was ready to load it, I was ready to blow some motherfucker up. You come mess around my house, baby, I'll bust a cap in your ass, and a shotgun will put a hole right through some motherfucker, too.
Yeah, it can.
So, you know, and that's another thing. If you're gay and you live in the suburbs, you better have a gun. Because somebody come mess with your ass, you got to be ready, you know. Things in the news this week. I guess that Mexico, after having 6,000 people killed in their country in the last year because of the drug war that's going on and the drug lords feuding, has decided that they're going to blame it on America because we keep sending guns over there. You know, we make guns too accessible for the illegal aliens that are crossing our border into America, you know, to take back home to Mexico and kill people with. You know, well, here's a clue, Mexico. Why don't you just start treating your people right so that they don't have to leave your country like a bunch of unpatriotic pieces of shit and come to America? Because we don't need your nasty-ass, impoverished, non-English speaking,
scary looking,
illiterate, right, scary looking gangbanging freaks to be crossing our border, coming over here and taking our guns home to begin with. We don't need them. They can stay right to hell where they are in your shitty little third world country, which I will personally never visit again. You know, sorry to my Mexican friends who may be listening, but I wouldn't go to your country if I had to anymore these days. It's just not going to happen. So yeah, I've always been outspoken about illegal immigration. That's part of what got kicked me off of FM radio, you know, got me kicked off, is that, you know, I invited the mayor on to talk about it. I'm like, you know, why are you letting so many illegal aliens come up into our town and live here and, you know, collect welfare and food stamps and, you know, 20 of them living in one house, you know. It all kind of starts right here at home. But Barack Obama thinks that the best thing for us to do is to just, like, reinstate the ban on semi-automatic weapons or automatic weapons. And I disagree with that. I believe in the Constitution and the Second Amendment, which says that we have every right
to bear arms,
right. And, you know, but I don't think that we need 400 guns, you know. But if somebody wants to, then why should we stop them? You know, that's part of being in America. You should be able to have as many guns as you want. And who knows, if it gets to a point where we're in a civil war and where our government actually does start trying to control us, you know, and this paranoia that a lot of people have about the New World Order turns out to be true, then we'll all need a weapon. Oh, my God, these dogs are insane. We'll all need a weapon when that time comes. And when it comes to drugs and the drug war, there's a simple solution to that. That's just legalize marijuana in this country for once and for all. You will end probably 25% to one-third of the, you know, the drug trafficking violence that is in Mexico today. Because
and help fix our economy at the same time.
Exactly. They can tax that. And, you know, and Barack Obama got a lot of questions during his online forum about it. In fact, more questions were asked about that question of a legalization of marijuana than any other question that he received. And he just kind of dismissed it like it wasn't, you know, like a big issue or something. Well, it is a big issue, Mr. Obama. And yes, I voted for you. I helped you get elected. I pointed out in a video about Sarah Palin to over 100,000 people what a stupid cunt she is and how her getting into the White House is the last thing that this country needed. And so I've done my part to help you get to where you are. But it's your turn to do your part for the gay community. You've been there only like less than 3 months now, but you need to get your shit together, Obama, and you need to start fucking doing everything you promised us you would do. Because if you don't, then you won't be in there for another 4 years, because I will turn on your ass like a fucking Rottweiler on crack. And I will tell everybody not to vote for your big-eared ass. You got that right, bitch. Big-eared. You got big ears, use them and hear what we faggots are telling you, because we want equal rights in this country. And we're not going to settle for less. And if you're not going to do it, then we picked the wrong motherfucker to run this country, okay? And we will fix that the next time around. Even if I got to run myself, okay? I am not going to follow any leader blindly into the abyss. Either you show us the direction that you're truly heading us into, or you step the fuck aside, okay? Sorry to be a bitch, but that's just the way it goes. So legalize marijuana. So, let gays get married, you know.
So you'd run for president if you supposedly had to.
Well, I would if I had to, of course. Not like anybody would vote for me, but I'd sure as hell bring a lot of attention to whatever issues that I stand for.
Well, if you are famous, you'd have a really giant chance, you know that.
Not really.
Depends on
the law. No, just being famous isn't enough to get you into the presidency. You've got to be a very, very wealthy person to begin with. And, well, that's the problem I have with politics, is it's really all about money, you know? It costs like $9 million just to get voted for senator in America, you know? $1 million just to be a congressman, you know, I guess. So, obviously, you've got to be corrupted in order to even get to the ballot. You know, to get your name on the ballot, you've got to be corrupted. And that's what I hate about America. I love America, but I hate our politics, and I'm really disgusted by the fact that you have to be wealthy just to be in any position of power here at all. As if the poor people don't have a voice. Well, we don't, but we should. And so I would vote for a poor person before I vote for a rich person. Like I always said when Bush was running, I would vote for a homeless person in a wheelchair on crack, with no arms, before I would vote for Bush again. And for everybody who got duped by him once, you know, that was his fault. He tricked you the first time. Like he said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. It's not nice to fool with people. You know, it's just stupid.
Yeah, literally.
And he was really, really stupid, and we should have never let him get into office to begin with. But now that he's gone, really time to move on, and let's change these horribly stupid rules that people are living by here. And let's get gays in the military where they belong, because we need some smart fags up in there running the military. We really do.
So. Straighten up those boys up.
Well, in January, just last January of this year, 11 guys were fired from the Army for being gay, you know, and one of them was an intelligence gatherer. So when we're firing intelligence gatherers in the midst of a war in Afghanistan, in which we're looking for Osama bin Laden and we're trying to, like, get the terrorists and, you know, where they are, then we're obviously making some big mistakes. Just because somebody's gay doesn't mean that they're not qualified for their job. In Delaware this week, as a matter of fact, the Congress passed a bill to give gays equal rights. A lot of people don't even realize this, but in Delaware at this time, you can be fired for being gay from your job. If somebody
really?
In your job finds out you're gay, you can be fired, yeah. You could be kicked out of your house or apartment just because you're gay. Yeah,
wow.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Wow, what stupid laws Delaware has.
It's like a witch hunt. And apparently this has come up in Delaware before, and they have gone to the Senate with it, and the Senate has not passed it. I think like 3 times the Senate has turned it down and said, no, gays shouldn't have rights at all. Why, you know, why should we protect gays' rights to live in an apartment that they're paying for? You know, Melissa Etheridge, the big singer, lesbian singer who is married to her partner out in California, has said she's not going to pay taxes until we have gay marriage. At least in her state. And
maybe
I'd follow suit.
Maybe everyone should try that.
Yeah, I would follow suit if I had anything to pay taxes on. My CD sales don't generate enough income, really, to make it even worth filing at this point. But let's face it, there is something called taxation without representation, and America has gone to war over it in the past, and gays are not being represented by our tax dollars. We are not receiving the same benefits as couples or as singles, individuals, where we are protected under the law fully as our heterosexual counterparts. And so why should we pay taxes? So if you're in a position not to pay taxes and you're gay, then I encourage you not to. Because, you know, and if you can get away with it, and, you know, do it. You know, if you're a waiter, claim 7% instead of 15 or 20% when you get it, you know? Fuck the IRS, because they're not doing shit for you. You are being taxed without representation, and you shouldn't have to pay into that system until they get their shit together and start treating you equally.
I agree.
Alrighty, well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and move on to Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun, and this is a hot techno remix. I think you'll like it.
as well be walking on the sun.
Introducing the all-new Trailer Trash Barbie.
Trailer Trash Barbie.
She's larger and meaner than those prissy stuck-up Barbies. Every white trash Barbie comes complete with a pack of Camel non-filters, a six-pack of malt liquor, a halter top, blue eyeshadow, polyester stretch pants, and three screaming kids. Trailer Trash Barbie talks. Just pull her string and...
You damn kids, get the hell out of my yard.
Daddy says I'm the best kisser.
Damn. I'm pregnant again.
Trailer Trash Barbie. Double wide dream trailer and tornado action playset sold separately.
Maria, that was a long motherfucking song.
Yeah, that was long.
It was good, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I like that guy.
I have a friend in the chat room, and he's an awesome and really, really nice guy, and extremely handsome as well. And I really recommend that everybody listening go and check out this following website that I'm going to announce to you, because he has the most hilarious jokes that you will ever hear or read anywhere. And that's basically what this website is all about, is just, you know, giving you a little tickle. We all need a little tickle every now and then. So his name is Mike the Handsome Hunk. Is that it? Mike the Handsome Hunk. Yeah.
Yep.
And if you go to pegomag.com, that's PEGOMAG.com, you can sign up for free and you can enter his forum. And he's featured on the main page quite often because he's always uploading new jokes for you to see on his forum. So look for Mike the Handsome Hunk. And do that at pegomag.com. He's a good friend of mine, and tell him Chaz sent you. So, well, we've only got like 19 minutes left of the show, but we still got some more really good music for you to hear. Coming up is Madonna, Nobody's Perfect. Except for me, of course. No, not today, I'm not. I am so damn far from perfect today that it's just crazy. Everything's going nuts. So I apologize to everybody for my dogs barking, for the freaks showing up at my door trying to pimp Jesus off on me. You know, but thanks to everybody who has joined me in the chat room. It's really awesome of you. And one of my friends, Dream Boy's hubby, just told me in the chat room that his partner has actually lost a job in the past because they were partners. And I would like to know who it was that fired him so I could call them up and just cuss their ass out really, really good. And that would be fun to do that on the air. Maybe that's what I should start doing, is start...
Start making, like, swearing at people on the air.
Yeah, but to their face. Like when those people showed up at my door earlier trying to pimp out Jesus, I should have invited them on in. Come on in, have a seat. I'm live on the air, bitches. So let's see what you got. Bring it on, okay? You know, to show up at my door and to inconvenience me and start asking me, you know, do you know Jesus? Yeah, he lives with 10 other illegal aliens down the street, but he goes by Jesus.
Okay. Wow, that's so nice. Yes.
Don't he live with Angel? Ain't they together? So yeah, that's the deal. Maybe I should bring people in and just berate them. Maybe start making some prank calls and shit, you know. Calling up the governor's office and going off on them. They want to raise our freaking taxes, our income tax in Illinois. You know, first Obama lowers our taxes, and then our states turn around and raise our taxes. What the hell is up with that?
Well, that's got to like stop. Or do you like call the governor's office and do what they do with Sarah Palin? Those people that they did that prank call with Sarah Palin, pretend that they were the French ambassador or something like that.
Right? Yeah. Oh my God. Well, a lot of people don't know, but I was one of the first people to go off on the Governor Blagojevich when he was in office in this state. On Easter, you were there with me during the show on live radio out here, public radio.
Oh.
And that was when I called him out on his bullshit, and you know, I just went off on Blagojevich and called him.
Remember when you said a happy Easter, dumbass, or something? Was that him?
That's right. That was him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then
that's
Blagojevich.
Yeah. And I actually used that online. I put it in a little video, and I've got pictures of him in a slideshow on my YouTube page. So if you haven't checked out YouTube yet, go to youtube.com/indieartistchaz. That's IndieArtistChaz, Chaz. That's all one word. Put it together and get it together, baby. Get your ass on over there and check me out.
It seems like it was BP that fired our friend here.
BP, oh, the infamous boy pussy. Well, your partner's in really good company here, because I've been fired from BP, too, as a matter of fact.
Coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, I got fired when I was working at a BP gas station, but then again, there's hardly any gas station I haven't been fired from. That's why I wrote the song Retail Horror. Lucky number pump 13. Welcome
from
to
Thornton's.
The White Trash Gas Station.
That's how you had to say it in Thornton's.
Right. And then, well, they wanted us to announce to the pumps that, you know, that we were washing them, even though we weren't, too, at BP. But BP stands for boy pussy. And that's what they are. They're just boy pussies. The upper management, HR, they're all full of shit. There was a girl who had three different social security numbers and at least three different last names and two different addresses on her applications and everything, because I looked through her employee file because they left that shit open one night. And I was working and I got bored, so I started looking through it. And I figured, well, you know, they made her assistant manager, and I was just a cashier, you know, working part-time, and they gave her access to my social security number. So when you give a fucking illegal alien access to my social security number, we got a problem. So I started discussing that with management and upper management, and they called me prejudiced, and they said, oh, you know, you can't talk like that about Hispanic people. And you know, I'm like, I don't give a shit what country she's from. If she's not here legally, if she's got two different fucking social security numbers, she should not be working here, and she certainly shouldn't have access to my social security number, because the next thing you know, the bitch is going to be stealing my identity and selling it to the highest bidder. When I complained to BP about that, I ended up being fired. First they suspended me, then they fired me, you know. And I raised a stink about it. They just suck ass. They really do.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to hear about it, but it sounds like your partner's much better off for getting the hell out of that hellhole. Dream Boy's hubby. Dream Boy is much better off now that he is not working for Boy Pussy. I would love to see that fucking company go down in flames, really. I think that would just be... Not that I'm threatening anything. You gotta be careful what you say in this environment. But if something were to happen to that company or the CEOs of it, I would just laugh my ass off, honestly.
I would too.
That's what they get. They're just assholes. They're homophobic. And, you know, unfortunately, we just don't have any rights in many states. And even in Illinois, you're legally protected as a gay man. But you've got to go to the Illinois Department of Human Rights to protect your rights over there. And I've gone through them before, and they were useless. They were a useless waste of tax dollars. Here's what I think about them. Okay, now let's move on to the next song. Nobody's Perfect.
fresh white suit and a mini coat, sitting on dubs. I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love.
Show me some love.
If you know what I mean. Everybody jacking me as soon as I stepped in the spot. I stepped in the spot. 200 in the building, ain't none of them hot. Ain't none of them hot. Except for this pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top.
All the way at the top.
Shouted, what is her name?
Cousy made us drink the drink.
We drunk and we
got drunk and man, I think she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, I winked back. And then I think that we hit it off something proper like.
I like the bartender.
Ooh, if you're looking for me,
I like the bartender.
So I'm feeling all good inside.
I'm good inside.
Feel like I put some brand new 24s on a brand new ride.
Brand new ride.
Triple side of Patron on the rocks with a little bit of lime.
With a little bit of lime.
I'm just keeping it real. Yeah. Baby still working at the club, so I'm getting it free.
So I'm getting it free.
Wednesday night I'm on the list. T-Pain plus three.
T-Pain plus three.
Time I hit the spot, baby girl, taking care of me.
Taking care of me.
How do you think I feel?
Cousy made us drink the drink.
We drunk and we
got drunk and now I know
she thinks I'm cool.
She gave me a wink, I winked back. And then I think that we gon' have fun at my spot.
Doing tricks free with burnt out. Got a passenger side that's empty, wanting it to be your spot. Put you on my billboard, we can act like the charts, I can end up on top. Don't smoke, don't drink, that's why I don't be by the bar, baby. Just looking at you from a distance, looking like a goddamn star, baby. So my girl don't see me, T-Pain, can I get those keys to the car? Had to go in, bang, bang, boogie. With my cutie and I see you.
Cool, on, he said us drink the drink.
We drunk and we
got drunk and now I know
she thinks I'm cool.
She gave me a wink, I wink back. And then I think that we gon' have fun at my spot tonight.
That hot tune, Bartender, is going out to Mike in California. And this next song coming up is going to be for Jacqueline in the Midlands, England.
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of the rolling world can be turned away. An enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. Lay to rest.
It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe though they'll be best. There's a time for everyone if they only learn that the twist in kaleidoscope to the wild outdoors, when the heart of this star-crossed voyager beats in time with yours. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
Music!
Ooh, yeah!
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 Different people.
Different people.
Different people. One reaction.
R-G-I-N.
Yeah.
All
right.
The Radio Gay International Network.
off the radio.
Hello, my name is Patrick, and you're listening to Sacred Electronica, the gayest radio show in the world.
I just want to remind everybody that you can always get in touch with me anytime that you would like. All you got to do is go to myspace.com/Chazinator and add me as a friend. If you're not on MySpace, then go to Chazinator.com. That's Chazinator.com. And you can leave me an email message from there. You can listen to all 17 of my original songs, which are on my debut CD, which is available at cafepress.com/thechazstore. But there is a link to that on chazinator.com as well. I also want to remind you to check out my fan page that was created for me by Jacqueline in England. She's an awesome person, and she's really one of my nicest friends. And she's created a page for me. It is myspace.com/Chazinator fan page. So be sure, if you've added me on MySpace, to go and add her as well, because you can drop messages and comments there, and you can, you know, let her know what you think about my show, what you think about me. So just go ahead, drop a message to her over there. Also, to remind you that this show is in podcast version, and you can grab the code of that podcast and you can put it on your MySpace. So if you are listening to the podcast, just copy and paste that code into your page for the world to hear. Let your friends know that I'm here, okay? I'm openly gay, I'm an activist, and I'm a radio show host, I'm an indie artist. I need all the help I can get to spread the word about me. So please let your friends know I'm here. If you like what I do, let me know and let everyone else that you know. Thank you.
Wherever you are in the world, you can listen to the Chazinator. So say hello to the best techno music in the world on RGIN, Radio Gay International Network, Friday. Tune in for my live webcast and watch me spin the hits. Chat in the chat room and say hello.